Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.5 cents at 519.5, September wheat up 0.5 cent at 614.5, and November beans up 2.75 cents at 1332. Beans and corn were a little bit higher, maybe not quite enough rain, but you know, it's one of these situations where if you get too much rain, they talk about flooding. If you don't get enough rain, it's too light. But I think we got really pretty good rains across much of the Midwest. South Dakota got some rains, as much as we wanted to see. No. Did Northwest Iowa get as much rain as we wanted? Probably not. North Dakota didn't receive much at all. So that added just a friendly little twist here. Well, we've got the reports today at 11 o'clock. We've got inspections at 10 o'clock. Crop progress at 3 o'clock. Obviously, the reports are going to be the big mover here today at 11 o'clock. They're looking for corn production at 15 billion bushels, yield of 178. Beans production at 4.374 billion bushels on a yield of 50.6. And all wheat production, 1.835. So, you know, are we going to get these yields this high in the corn and beans? Frankly, I think they're a little bit lower than that. But I don't know that the government's going to really come up with anything definitive and probably wait till the August reports when they have better data. But, you know, maybe they shave it a little bit. But I really don't see a major change just from the July numbers, and particularly considering how much rain we've had in the last 12 days out here. So, you know, we can make our guesses out here, but it's really going to be all about the reports. And outside markets right now pretty quiet. The dollar is up 18. Crude oil is down $1 a barrel, which may put a little pressure on. Bean oil, palm oil was lower overnight, but bean oil was up. We're well off the highs, about 80 points off its highs, but still closed up 59 ticks. The metals are just a little bit lower. So overall, you know, I think the, you know, we'll see the reports at the inspections at 10 o'clock. I don't think that'll be a big mover or shaker. And then we get the reports at 11, and I would expect to see extreme volatility when that happens. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.